Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A recent research focusing on children and guns broke down all gun deaths among children by state. Topping the list from 2010 to 2014 were the District of Columbia, Louisiana, Wyoming, and Alaska. The study also found about a third of the children who committed suicide had been depressed, while about a quarter had been clinically diagnosed with a mental health problem. Suicide was found to be more common in rural areas, with Idaho, Montana, and Alaska leading the way. Polls are not running well for the president. Gallup finds that 36% of Americans approved of his job so far, while 60% did not. Quinnipiac found only 33% have a favorable opinion and 61% do not. 54% are embarrassed, 57% say he's abusing his powers, and 60% believe he thinks he is above the law. Arkansas-born and nationally regarded country and pop singer Glenn Campbell passed away at 81 years of age. In Switzerland, 800 older women known as Senior Women for Climate Protection have sued their government over climate change, one of nearly 900 climate litigation suits taking place in more than 20 countries. Over 200 asylum seekers are arriving in Canada every day, according to the Canadian Border Service Agency, which also said many were American children accompanied their undocumented parents. Americans borrowed an average of $30,689 to buy new cars in July. An artist and documentary filmmaker from California created a giant 10-by-30-foot chicken, which paraded on the Ellipse in a Trump protest. Wisconsin tax giveaway to build the Foxconn plant there is running into trouble as the Legislative Fiscal Bureau has run the numbers and the plant doesn't break even and deliver tax benefits to the state until 2043, stirring opposition from Democrats and fiscal conservatives. There are an estimated 17 million single-family rentals across the country, most owned by mom-and-pop landlords or firms operating fewer than 100 such homes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.